February 27th, and Joe is going to help me with some ideas about Mother.
Okay.
Joe, what's this, the incident about Annie's donuts?
I recall as a child that every Sunday, after going to Sunday school, which I believe was after the 9 o'clock mass, it was always a great occasion when we came back, and then about 12 or 12:30, Cousin Annie would arrive with donuts, and they'd be distributed for all of us. That's the story on that part of it.
Well, you have some other items here. Will you fill them out for me? Give me the details.
Okay. All right, the next item is not being allowed out on Saturday unless we had an 85 average while in grammar school. Not being one of the 85 students, I remember this very vividly. Father was much against it, and it was only on the occasions where Mother would permit us to go out while Father was away at work that we get out on the weekends at all. And of course, when Dad found out, he'd be very vehement and angry, but the damage was already done. Same thing applies for the fact that there was no skating or sports allowed on Sunday. This was another rule made by Father, but gotten around by both Grandmother and Mother, because they knew that this would take our skates with us and carry them down the sidewalk there so Pop wouldn't hear us, and then we'd be off down to 43rd Street and do a little skating. Another occasion I recall as a child was Dad and his famous Menon's powder, which I'm afraid my own children won't ever have the pleasure of using. And along with that, we must mention the mineral water episodes. It seems Dad had a great fetish for spraying powder, disinfectant. And all it did was make you sneeze. And he'd come in at 2 or 3 in the morning or have some friends in to show them how good this powder was. And up to the room, take the old spray gun out and let it go, and the rest would spend the next half hour or hour sneezing. I don't know what good it did other than sneezing, but Pop enjoyed it. The same thing applies to that water. We used to have it in a big crock down there in the kitchen. And after 6:30 Mass, it was more or less a religion in itself that you take a little sip of it or take a glass. Of course, after the water laid in those rocks for several months, the taste of it wasn't too good. But Pop seemed to think that would give it strength.